new language in that. I knew what I was saying, but I knew you guys didn't get it, so I started over. Well, on May 29th of this year, we learned that Doc Watson passed away. He'd been in some pretty bad health, actually, over the last couple years, dealing with kind of some mild dementia. But still, you know, ever so in his darkness, you know, lived at home. Rosalie has been in an assisted living facility for the last few years after having a stroke. And Doc, you know, just adamant as ever, wanted to live at home by himself, didn't, you know, and could, you know, he's been doing fine. But anyway, the inevitable took its toll there, and he died. It's been, I guess, going on a month now. So it's an odd sort of thing. You know, it's, for me, other than my dad, I grew up with Doc.
And it's just wild to think. We have had Doc Watson to look up for our whole musical lives. And he's been there for us. And so we still have him in here.
It's great. It's a beautiful time in history as far as being a musician. You know, I've been able to play with Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs and Doc Watson and these guys, Sam and Jerry. And it's just to be able to be around your heroes so much like that is so special. This is a great song that Doc did at most of his shows, and he had a way, you know, again, he would just assume these songs, you know, with his guitar playing and find ways that fit his playing the best. And he would also write lyrics. He would just sort of take songs and say, you know, well, I like this here and I don't like this here. And he would change them around. This is a tune that, another one he learned from Merle Travis. And he didn't rewrite anything, but he added a third verse. The third verse of this song is Doc's lyric. And ever so poignant at this moment.